Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up, they drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that changes the conversation in the small term.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Or 71.
The Bears fall to the Saints. We've got a full analysis of the loss, but also a look ahead to what the Bears need to work on during their upcoming bye week on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Let's go! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, 1 o'clock straight up. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves roster features a dozen players with a total of nearly 1,000 games of NHL experience, and they all play with something to prove. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Here's the latest medical update we have on Bears tight end Zach Miller. The Bears have admitted that there was surgery last night, and right now he is undergoing an MRI following that vascular surgery to repair the torn artery to evaluate blood flow and the anatomy of his injured leg. The Bears now have almost 2 weeks until their next game, which is against Green Bay. That means a lot more practice time and film work for Mitch Trubisky, according to John Fox, who was on WBBM this morning.
It's going to be a work in progress. You know, I think he's an outstanding young man as well as player, and really our passing game is in its infancy, really, with some of the new guys, and this bye week will be very timely to be able to work some of that experience, a lack of experience, out. And I think you'll just see it get better, and he'll get better along with it.
And tonight in the NFL, it's 3-3 Denver at 5-2 Kansas City. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 6:45. No World Series this evening, but it will resume tomorrow night in Los Angeles. Game 6 between the Astros and the Dodgers. Houston now leading that series 3-2, and also in baseball, the Washington Nationals have made it official. They have named Davey Martinez their new manager. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manager candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. This scoreboard update brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to GrandviewHomes.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago Sports Talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And this transition is brought to you by Ford. Tune in every Monday to Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by your local Ford stores.
How do?
Thank you, David Schuster. David had the updates, as did Joe Ostrowski earlier in the show. We forgot to talk to Joe. I think he got like 90 minutes of sleep. He was up watching the end of that baseball game last night. Thank you to Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp for the great job they always do. Ray Diaz does fine work as well. Brian Gersh is the video streamer and does it well at watch670thescore.com. We had Jim Miller on the show and Big Cat Williams to talk Bears. Tomorrow, Michael Lombardi, our GM, our NFL exec from The Ringer and more will join us, and there'll be more on the show tomorrow as well.
Bernstein and Goff are here. Hello, gentlemen.
That was quite a weekend, wasn't it?
I feel like I just watched sports the entire weekend. I'm not a very well-rounded individual.
It's just you blink and you miss something. I mean,
oh, yeah.
It was really, it started.
And stories too. Stories, lots and lots of stories.
Yeah, it just, I mean, I'm just sick to my stomach for Zach Miller. It's just, you know, my policy generally, as I've gotten older, I guess, and become more nauseated by some of these things, I guess, than I used to be when I was younger. But I always say, you know, if unless I have to see it, I'm not interested. I don't want to see the Kevin Ware injury. I don't want to see, I never saw the Paul George one. The problem with this one was we had to watch it over and over again because of the significance of the play. Usually I can say, oh, okay, that's probably awful and I don't need to see it. But you couldn't not see it because we had a responsibility to keep watching it.
I have a weird relationship with that stuff where, like, I definitely want to see it. And then I can say, all right, I don't want to see it anymore. But there's part, I have a disgusting desire to see it for whatever reason.
I just thought they didn't need to show it in the stadium, but obviously Fox had to show it. And then I'm watching the replay and I'm trying to like cover his knees while I'm watching the ball.
I was doing like through my fingers. I was trying to do the same thing.
I'm soft. I don't know what to tell you.
I hate it. I get physically ill when I see some of that stuff.
I have no interest.
But man, that is the worst case scenario. And you hope that graft takes, and I know they said it was successful, and I guess the fact that they're doing an MRI is seen as a good sign that there is even concern about the ligaments in there. But
I mean, you guys know the history. You've talked to him. I mean, that dude missed 3 years in a row for different reasons before he came back.
Yeah, I was
talking
to Tanny about it in the other studio, and that's one of those things where if you get the okay, like, all right, you'll be fine, that's one of those things where you send a letter to the Bears and say, hey, I got babies. Mm-hmm. I got a lady.
Done.
I thank you guys for everything. And whatever we have to do contractually to make sure that I get some of my money, not all of it, obviously, but I'm out of here.
Or medical coverage opportunities to get every resource.
Jump in a broadcast and call it a life.
And the Bears have done right by people, and that way they did right by Johnny Knox, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ended up paying him for an extra year. But yeah, I mean, Zach, he's missed like four different entire seasons for different reasons.
With traumatic injury, broken feet.
Everybody is not made for professional sports.
But he's got that love of it to keep coming back and overcome all of those things. Yeah. And I just, like, when I saw the amputation as a possibility.
And I'm not saying, like, everybody like a person. I'm
no, I
mean
every physical body.
Yeah, of course. Well, that was the same thing with the Teddy Bridgewater. Same thing. Yeah, a dislocated knee and a popliteal.
The same thing.
I believe it's popliteal artery. Is it, I think,
I
how it's pronounced. That's always the worst case. That's the fear. And when you're grafting in blood vessels to try to save a leg, that's scary stuff.
It sucks. Absolutely sucks. And so does the NFL's officiating.
Oh, my God.
I was sitting, because I didn't catch the game live, so I pull up the couch. Our brunch ended at 7 p.m. somehow yesterday. I was running around.
That's a long brunch.
Running around with friends and just hanging out. Went to a brewery. So I get home, and my little sister is watching my kids. So she goes home, and I'm like, all right, Jay, ready to watch this Bears game? And then we start to watch the game, and the game's got a lot of nothing that's going on, and then that happens. And I'm like, wait a minute. I understand he's hurt, but you guys just waiting to put the points up? Like, what are we waiting on here? And you see Mitch's head go down in his hands, and I'm like, wait a minute. The defender's not grappling for the ball.
His arm was under it the entire time.
The defender knows he was beat. And, you know, this guy's leg just fell off. He just put the ball down.
Well, that's the thing. Blandino was making it out like it was that part of it, putting the ball down that wasn't completing the catch. If that's the case,
you're never allowed to put it down.
Well, it's the worst call of all of them. Well, it's worse than Dez Bryant. Yeah. It's worse than Calvin Johnson. It's worse than all of them.
Well, the Dez Bryant one is worse because of, you know, the circumstances.
No, but I'm talking about the actual implementation of the rule, the interpretation of completing the act of the catch.
You're supposed to be able to roll over with it or get up with it or complete the catch by taking a couple of steps. You know,
he's sitting on his ass in the end zone with his leg dangling.
I agree.
He puts the ball down.
All of it sucks. Us being guys that talk to him on a weekly basis, you take that out of it, fine. You take the Bears fan thing out of it, fine. But then, I mean, have a heart. Like, this guy's leg just fell off in front of you, referee.
Like give him the touchdown.
Yeah, on the way out. Part and give. Seriously. They don't know how severe the injury is, but they're like, yeah, this guy's not okay. You know, and I know that's not the way you think of things as a referee, but man, I mean, what are we talking about? And I'm not a guy who bitches about the officiating, but what are we doing here?
Gordon Hayward, we're going to give you a double-double here in your first game.
Right. We'll say we'll shut down LeBron.
20-10 and a great defensive performance.
I was thinking, if I were Zach Miller, I would make sure there is a picture of me holding the football as I'm being wheeled into surgery.
Probably not.
A picture of me holding the football while under anesthesia. Yeah. A picture of me and tweet it out saying, can I set it down now? Yeah. Now can I set the ball down?
All because Calvin Johnson did what he did at Soldier Field.
Yeah, it's our fault.
It
it's
is.
Our fault.
It is.
Everything's ultimately our fault. Isn't
it? Everything's
long
the Bears
baseball
fault.
Games, and because you know, that's on me.
That's Gar Foreman's fault.
Okay, that's how that works.
It's confusing.
Yeah. 417 pitches.
There's a lot of pitches.
417 pitches.
It was 4 hours and 50 minutes when the ninth inning ended.
I made probably the greatest sixth inning sandwich of my baseball TV viewing career last night.
Is that a thing, the sixth inning sandwich?
It is now. Okay. And so it was just a remarkable sandwich. And then by the time the eighth came around, it was like 2 hours later. I was hungry again.
Think about what
like,
the what catchers go through having to throw the ball back every time. You know,
I would have crouched down on those knees every time.
It sucks to be a catcher.
What was in the sandwich?
Roast beef, grilled onions, aged cheddar,
quinoa, tofu.
No, sriracha mayo.
On a at like 10 o'clock at
on
night
on a bakery brioche bun. Yeah, it was freaking delicious.
Strong.
It was remarkable.
Strong late night snack.
You know what? That's how good this series is. It deserved.
It merited that.
It merited
roast beef at 10:30 at
the
night.
The greatest sixth inning sandwich of my baseball viewing career.
So after Rome's CBS Sports Minute last week, when Clayton Kershaw was the Clayton Kershaw people expect him to be.
Yeah. What now,
man? I mean, when that happens, you know, you don't forget the brilliant performance, but you go, hey, there's some Peyton Manning things going
on
here where
they're
all
gassed.
You could be the.
Right?
I understand, but
he had
a 4-run lead and a 3-run lead.
Couldn't throw his slider because of the slick ball. Maybe he had seven runs.
Was the ball any less slick in L.A.?
Probably not, because it's the same one, but maybe hotter.
What are we doing here?
But I'm just saying.
Guy got crushed. He had a 4-run lead and a 3-run lead. It's okay for him not to be great in the playoffs, but we can still say
Jay,
it.
He has given up a home run in every start since September 10th. I saw this. Every single start
he
since September 10th,
people,
he's given
Steve.
Up at least a home
run. He walked three people. Mm-hmm. That's the guy that doesn't walk you.
He's now given up 8 homers this postseason. That's the most in any postseason.
I started thinking of Peyton Manning.
He got Eric Schau.
I think of Peyton Manning, where even the Super Bowl that he won with the Indianapolis Colts is like, he didn't really do much. Mm-hmm. Oh, terrific during the regular season. I know football and baseball are two different things.
No, I was
trying to think of the comps throughout sports where you understand and recognize the greatness of a guy or a lady. And then when it gets to the postseason, you're like, I don't really know if I like that dude as much.
Sure. We thought he buried that narrative after week one, after game one.
Yeah, no doubt.
But then here he is. They got seven runs. You know, I wonder, you know, with all the bullpenning and everything, I mean, you're going to look back. Yu Darvish had a big lead, couldn't hold it. Clayton Kershaw had a big lead,
Came out there throwing 97, 98, like he had, like this was his first start. He was jacked up. Yeah.
And then
they were like, all right, we're going to turn this around and do what we got to do.
Here's the list of the most home runs allowed in a single postseason. Clayton Kershaw, 2017, has given up 8. There are then 5 pitchers who have given up 7. Andy Pettitte in 1996, Cole Hamels in 2009.
Good pitcher.
Scott Greltz in 1989.
Wow.
The late Eric Schau in 1984, and Josh Beckett in 2008.
So in general, it tells you
have to be good enough to earn the innings.
He gave up three homers.
You're not going
to
get a ball to a bum in the postseason.
Especially in game one, to pitch three times in a series.
Yeah.
The thing with the ball is just interesting to me. We were talking about it because...
Well, that Puig home run. He was like, oh, I got out? All right, cool.
I didn't even mention, that is one-handed. That is one-handed and yanked down the line.
Puig was like... Oh,
okay, I'll keep
home run for that. Okay,
but if you see something that you've never seen before, I feel like it's fair to ask the question of like, what the hell's going on?
Well, the players have said it, media has said it. The only people that haven't said it is Rob Manfred and the rules committee, if there is one. Everybody knows what's up.
I mean, pitchers, hitters, everybody.
But if you're Rob Manfred,
it better pay off. You better see some return in terms of the young people coming back to the game.
Let's talk about it. They got a 12.9 last night. Sunday Night Football got a 9.
9-4,
I think. So, yeah, they beat them. They beat the World Series, beat Sunday Night Football for the second year in a row. I know it's a ridiculous thing, but
that's
people
huge.
Used to talk.
That's huge.
Big.
It's the huge. Thursday night games used to beat World Series games.
This is the Sunday night game.
Yeah, that's huge.
So, just admit it.
No.
What? Why?
What?
Why?
That'd be like telling you what the secret ingredient of your favorite, drink or
11 herbs and spices. Right.
Cocaine is in Coca-Cola or something like that. Like,
I knew it. The cilantro rice at Chipotle.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Why, it had to be something.
Why do it? Well, what purpose would it serve? What would actually happen for the viewer or consumer?
Well, then there's no steroid questions.
Well, that's different.
You remove that from the equation.
That's actually like illegal, like people being addicted to drugs and all these other things.
Here's the thing. In a way, they
have. Does it make for a cleaner experience?
I understand that.
Yeah.
But
there
why
is an
would
admission.
You? If you're baseball, why would you say it? Why?
You wanted more offense. We want more offense. We're giving you more offense.
Yeah, because then all you're going to do now is inspire your pitchers in the players union to say, you know what? I'm not down with this. I'm out here getting clowned.
Arbitration issues.
Yeah. There's no way in hell baseball should ever cop to
that. Only half of the players are happy. Right.
But look at how they've lawyered it. I mean, Manfred is a Harvard-educated lawyer. When they say there is an acceptable range of coefficient of restitution, et cetera, and there always has been an acceptable range.
It's like the allowable amount of rat turds in a restaurant.
That, to me, is a tacit admission.
That we're messing with the range.
Maybe they're not messing with it.
But it's maybe, a little fungible.
Maybe that shipment of balls that's been on the high end ever since that August of 2015.
A little hot.
Ever since the Rawlings factory in Costa Rica moved production. And it happened to be a coincidence
those
next balls that came over were a little bouncier, a little more slippery, a little less grab on the seams, but they're within range. And it's very possible that the next shipment that arrives in the ocean is going to send us back to the 1910s. We don't know. All we know is they're enjoying whatever this happens to be, and when they give you an acceptable range, there is admission in there that there are fluctuations in baseball.
Some years the pitching numbers are going to be better. Some years the hitting numbers are going to be better. I just know that when I was a kid, that hitting 40 home runs or hitting 40 home runs was like, yo, this guy is a slugger.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's not even the amount of 40s. It's the
amount of
20s.
Yeah, but the amount of 10s. Yeah, there was a record this year for double-digit home runs.
For both. They're both record for 20s and 10s this year.
Ian Happ, in my childhood, would have been a dude who hit 12, 15 home runs. You're like, oh, nice little player for the future. He's going to hit 23 home runs in his rookie year. Like, I mean, these, and not to, no shade to Ian Happ, but I'm just pointing him out
as an
example. Local ankle. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember how big it was in.
When Cecil hit 50?
Oh, man. Even just as you're viewing, like, an opposite field no doubter happened 8 times a year.
It was a marvel.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Now it's once a week. Now once a week, the seventh hitter is doing that.
Exactly. Like,
who took away Davis Oppo in the division series?
Oh, so many.
The nine hitter. It was
Michael Taylor.
Yeah, Michael Taylor. 6'3", 205 pounds.
I've never been more surprised watching baseball.
That might have been the most crushing hit of the season.
No doubter. It's cold. The wind's blowing.
It was a nasty
nine hitter.
A no doubter Oppo by a guy like built like Tony Snell.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it too. The year that it was the four Dodgers that hit 30. It was Reggie Smith, Ron Say, Steve Garvey, and Dusty. Right?
That's a big deal.
In 78, was it 77 or 78? They all hit 30. And people are like, look at that.
Yeah, Red Sox did the same thing with Butch Hobson, Dwight Evans, Rice.
And then the Broad Street Bombers.
But the
came
number
through.
Of guys that hit 30.
Yep, was
and
crazy.
It was a ridiculous number for back then because it just didn't happen that way.
See, but it's both, isn't it? I had a great time watching that game.
And it's the thing. I was just I was just about to say. It's gone from the bitching about it to the man. Can you believe this?
Well, you know
why? There's a difference in reaction now because we're far enough removed from the steroid thing where guys get popped now for 50, 80. Now we say, don't get this guy out of baseball. We say, man, that guy's stupid.
Well, you know what I mean? Yeah, you're right.
So the reaction has now changed to, that's crazy they're hitting all those home runs too. Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, and we're more accepting of multiple factors getting involved. Like, there's all the defensive shifting, so everybody goes to the launch angle to try and put
the ball up in the air.
Yeah. You know?
But at least be able to grip the baseball. Like, the fact that all of the pitchers are saying by
ridiculous.
The field test that the World Series ball is different than the LCS ball.
But you don't hear the dudes that's shutting. You don't hear Charlie Morton saying that. All right.
True. That Verducci story was pretty damning.
I got you, but I feel like
curveball.
I feel like some dudes are some dudes. Like certain, if you're getting
some pitches though.
Kershaw went away from his curveball. If you know the ball is slippery, then you got to probably, just like a home plate umpire, if you know what he does, you probably have to tailor your game a little bit to what he does.
But that's unintentional, right? Like, someone messed up with the World Series ball.
There's no way they chose to make that
That's just insane. They can't grip the World Series ball?
I think we have a mix of genuine incompetence going on there from MLB.
As Siafa Lewis just texted me, Madison Bumgarner wouldn't be complaining about this. Just saying.
Yeah, you're
probably certain dudes who are
impervious.
You know, certain dudes who are lumberjacks, and certain dudes who just regular dudes. I'm not saying Clayton Kershaw is a regular dude, but how many, like, the greatest pitcher of the generation, right? Right?
We have one of the best ever.
We have enough as far as a postseason sample size where it's like, you should probably be better than this, right?
Without a doubt.
Yeah,
should be there with Cliff Lee and some of these.
When we talk Tom Brady and Peyton Manning,
here's the thing:
we can go Madison Bumgarner and Clayton Kershaw.
You can look at the base runners. It's not like he's letting up a lot more base runners in the postseason. He's letting up a lot more home runs. So it's like, and if that is the ball,
you're not fooling people.
You're not fooling people, but you're also used to challenging people and getting away with it because your stuff is that good. And now you can't do that, so you have to go about it differently.
It's beyond Kershaw. I mean, Keuchel's Cy Young winner, and he's there last night, and it's a record for home runs in a World Series through five games. And the previous was a seven.
Verlander
game
was ridiculous and still gave up two.
Is that Park still playing? Like, because I know when we get the Park effect stuff, like we learned that a lot of the things we thought about Wrigley Field weren't as true as we once thought. I don't know
this place still plays
Ravine,
tiny.
Well, Chavez Ravine at night, plays different than in the daytime. And this, of course, used to the juice box. It was dubbed, right? I don't know if anything has changed, but maybe it's just the perfect set of circumstances for all-time great pitchers to look crazy.
I was reading the Jeff Sullivan piece where he was charting the whipsawing win. It set a record.
It's about to end.
It set a record for the number of win expectancy changes of a certain degree.
Right.
Like the jagged, ridiculous, like a seismograph of win expectancy moving back and forth.
Two got topped.
Yeah, but no game has ever seen something like that happening quite that way. And his theory is all the pitchers are gassed. That's part of it too. That these guys, even great pitchers.
So you're saying
where's that G word going?
You're saying Dave Roberts shouldn't use Brandon Morrow on 5 of 6 days in a row?
Come on,
yeah, it was ridiculous.
Shouldn't do that.
Four batters.
What's with the bunt? Yeah. What are you doing?
What happened to the significant tactical? Wagner's out there. Every time I see Wagner's name, and here are your umpires, Mark Wagner. What are you doing, Wagner?
If the Astros win the World Series, I will not be mad at any Dodgers fan for Major League Baseball not imposing a suspension on a man who did some ridiculousness the night before. I wouldn't be mad.
How does he not get suspended for these games?
Because he's supposed to be suspended for the less important games. Maybe if he would have offended someone of a different culture, he would have been suspended that day. It absolutely ridiculous to me. I didn't see it live. I mean, I didn't see it while it was happening.
Should have been.
I read about it. I'm like, no, this is the Onion, right? Like, no, this. What? Did you? What? What are you doing? How is that?
It's too bad. It's really too bad. Because the takeaway should be the way that Darvish reacted and responded and how both these teams then talked to each other. Dave Roberts and A.J. Hinch and Carlos Beltran and Gurriel. Like, that should be our takeaway because it was actually beautiful in a time where that does not happen. And it would have been the main takeaway if they just freaking suspended him for a game. And I think he would have taken it, too.
Got pictures of at least 10 Astros fans on my phone doing that.
That's the problem. That's why you have to do it.
That was the worst part, obviously. Yep. I was texting with someone in baseball, and they were saying what was an interesting part of it, not like who works for the commissioner's office, a national reporter. Mm-hmm. He was saying, because of what the union would have done and how they would have dragged it out on appeal, what Rob Manfred was able to do was the previous precedent for a homophobic or racist gesture or words was 2 games. And because he got the union to agree that there would be no appeal, the precedent is now 5 games forward.
Nah.
That was the argument.
No, because if something else happens if some gesture is made towards an African American player or something like that, I think there'd have been hell to pay. Just because certain factions or certain communities aren't as outspoken or you don't want to hear them doesn't mean that they are any less offended.
I'm not sure
I know. I know. I'm just saying, like, what they did in changing the precedent with the union. I think it was complicated. I don't think it's as easy as just suspend them for one game.
I think it followed Darvish's lead to a fault. I think is what they did. Like, everybody's going to be okay
with it. Cool.
That's possible.
And you know what?
I think that's what they did.
You see the pictures of the fans doing that, and multiple Astros fans doing that.
It's easy to play in an empty stadium.
Play in an empty stadium. Do what they do in Poland and Ukraine and some of the places where they're throwing bananas on the field. If there's a black player, shut everybody out. Yeah. Keep them all out.
Yeah, then... Oh,
not surprised to see him get a standing ovation when he was announced after that.
Yeah, it's tough.
What do you guys got today?
I don't know. I left my packet outside.
Well, we're gonna follow a lot of the ongoing news of the ugly Zach Miller situation. So we're going to carry John Fox's press conference in a few minutes. So he's expected to speak. Zach Zaidman is going to get us updated on anything after that. We'll talk to Dan Pompey. We're going to have Dr. Brandon Bowers on to talk about some of the specifics of this, because it's always helpful to have somebody who actually has a medical degree. Rich Campbell at 5. And we're going to give away a pair of tickets for the special Bernstein and Goff show with Terry Bores initiating his book tour.
That's going to be great. It's Bernstein and Goff on the score.
This is Built for Tough Bears Monday. All day today, it's recap and reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts. There's no Monday like a Built for Tough Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Ford. Built for Tough.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Ferguson. With locations coast to coast, Ferguson gives small business contractors the edge. The curse of the Sixers lives. Philadelphia has had a plethora of very high draft picks in recent years and yet remains a long way from even being an NBA playoff team. Nerlens Noel, the sixth pick in the 2013 draft, missed his entire rookie season, was plagued by continuing injuries, and is now in Dallas. Joel Embiid, the number 3 pick in 2014, who clearly has superstar potential, missed 2 years and still plays part-time because he's so fragile. Ben Simmons, the number 1 pick last year, also missed his entire rookie season. And now comes Markelle Fultz, number 1 in last spring's draft. 4 games into his NBA career, he's been shut down. Bad shoulder. I'm John Feinstein.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Ah, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T prepaid is a great choice.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
It's worth repeating.
AT&T prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
Switch to AT&T prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45 or $65 plan, and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We talk a lot about different coaches and who's got to go and who should stay and all that stuff. Ed Donatell is the secondary coach and works great with Vic Fangio. That guy is doing a hell of a job. That secondary is young and getting more confident.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got duct tape. You've got handcuffs. Oh, you've got chicken wire. You've got everything around the young man's hands that everybody wants to see play football.
That's the issue. He's not even a game manager.
They're not giving him the game.
Yeah, this isn't. He's like a game clerk.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up. They drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that changes the conversation in the small term.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up. They drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that changes the conversation in the small term.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening.
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
18 or older to play.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Watch right here. You're going to see Schuster right there.
Scoreboard update.
Cracks me up every time. 131 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves roster features a dozen players with a total of nearly 1,000 games of NHL experience, and they all play with something to prove. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Here's the latest on Zach Miller. The Bears tight end did have successful vascular surgery, according to the Bears, to repair a torn artery around his dislocated knee, and subsequently he has had MRIs to see if the blood flow in that area is correct. Not out of the woods yet, but hopefully some encouraging signs. Also out of New Orleans was news that Saints owner Tom Benson was hospitalized last night due to being dizzy and weak. He's expected to be back in his office over the next few days. Tonight in the NFL, we'll have the Denver-Kansas City game, the broadcast beginning at 6:45 right here on The Score. Baseball, it's a day off for the World Series. Game 6 set for tomorrow in Los Angeles, and the pitching matchup will be Justin Verlander against Rich Hill. Small business never slows down, so Dell's dedicated U.S.-based advisors are ready to help with tech solutions tailored to your business, like finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors. Call 877-BY-DELL to connect with a Dell advisor today. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rogers & Hollins. Hey, Chicagoland, head to Rogers & Hollins Jewelers for engagement rings as magnificent as our mile and gemstone jewelry, as breathtaking as the bean, and forever make holiday magic with gifts that give back. At $100 in holiday dough for every $300 you spend, use promo code FOREVER for 10% off online. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
This segment brought to you by Amazon. Your chance to start earning extra money begins now. Apply to be a part-time associate in Crest Hill at Amazon.com/JolietJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. The Bernstein and Goff Show, broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios. Come see how better drives us. In just a little bit, we are going to swing it up to Hallis Hall to hear John Fox with the latest update on Zach Miller and his situation. Zach Zabin should join us shortly thereafter, depending on the timing of the press conference. Dan Pompey at 3, Dr. Brandon Bowers at 3:45, Rich Campbell at 5, and at any point between now and 6, you will hear a special Terry Bohr's sound effect. Then that will be your cue to call the contest line, 312-591-6700, and you can win a pair of tickets to the special Bernstein and Goff Show that will feature Terry as we kick off his Score of a Lifetime book signing tour on the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage on November 15th.
It's not the promo, by the way.
Right.
You got to listen for the sound. The promo is 20 seconds long or so. Listen for the sound. It's a sound that you must be listening for.
That's sound advice from Jason Goff.
My book got shipped this morning by Amazon. I'm looking forward to reading it.
312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Instagram is at Bernstein Goff Show. The website, that's where you find the podcast. We get them up as quickly as we can, so you can enjoy them that way, commercial free. I know a lot of people like to time shift it and listen that way. It's BernsteinandGoffShow.com. Jason's logging in right now to the Facebook chat.
Go hang out with the Facebook people.
Part of the creepy people there by liking the 670 The Score page.
Get these numbers up, damn it. I'll show you my socks.
And there is also Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com for our video feed. That is brought to you by American Needle. It's directed by Brian Gertsch.
Touchdown, Buffalo! Touchdown, LeSean McCoy! Flags go down for a celebration. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly right. Who cares? The Bills have really put a stamp on a great performance this afternoon.
Like conduct by the defense, number 51. Oh. A 15-yard penalty will be enforced on the kickoff. And that is the first possible fouls resulting in an ejection if that type of foul occurs again by number 51. Right.
Thank you, Eddie. Whatever.
Let's go. I was waiting for the candy. I knew it was something coming in.
Thank you, Eddie. Whatever.
Who's the ESPN guy? Ron Franklin. It's not all about you, sweetheart. Let's go.
Wow.
I'm with it. I'm with the smoke.
Had enough of Attorney Ed.
I got 3 hours here, Eddie.
Thank you, Eddie. Whatever.
All right, big fella. Turn your mic off.
That's one for the ages.
Back to the weight room with you.
Nice. Yep. Nice.
The producers are Nick Shepkowski.
Strange story out of New Jersey. Some teens could get in trouble for a prank. The teens dress up as bushes in a park, and then they say hello to people as they stroll by. Kids say they're just trying to make some people smile, Linda, but oh no, the people running the park, they're not too happy. They say scaring people could make them fall down and they could sue the county. So they say that they will arrest teens if they catch them dressing up as bushes by Cracky and spooking people again.
He's got to stop, or somebody's gonna call him into a room.
Yeah, because people are going to be like, hey, we have no idea what you're doing. Yeah, why are you doing this?
Is there something
Matt Rodewall is out in the Great West yes. doing these foolish things. He's probably listening right now. Rody, we appreciate you, but keep your gig. You got a beautiful family you got to feed.
You've got children to feed, and you're entertaining yourself using the airwaves of the Fox affiliate in Phoenix.
Dressing up as bushes by Cracky and...
Oh, God. Dude.
Shout out to Rody for the investment.
We love you, but it's just not worth it.
Stop, man.
Yeah, come on.
My God,
dressing
stop.
Up as bushes by Cracky.
Matt Rodewall,
and what
gentlemen.
Would you call these?
Bushes.
Shout
leaves.
Out.
Dressing up as bushes right. by Cracky.
Shout out to Rody. Keeping the bit going.
And you just imagine like somebody in the production
yeah,
studio.
Some intern's like, I don't think that was necessary.
What?
Someone isolate that tape for me.
Director ready to take two. What?
Dressing up as bushes by Cracky.
Maybe they just think he's like an eccentric person.
Or he has
a condition or something.
But
right?
That's the thing. He'd have to continue doing it, like just at the random holiday party, just saying, I'll have another hors d'oeuvre by Cracky.
83. Right? Like they worry that there's some sort of like HR issue if they point it out.
You've dug your own hole, brother. Enjoy.
The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Lo de segundo bate radica básicamente que si tú eres el mejor.
Bueno, ahí está sacando un batazo profundo que va buscando atrás el patrullero central, sigue atrás, se metió en la pista de seguridad. Perdí la conexión con ella. Tan lejos que ya no la veo. Para Eloy Jiménez. El monstruo, el pequeño monstruo de los siguientes.
This is Eloy Jiménez. I'm gonna hit a home run because I'm the beast.
And now you can hear what's on loop at the Tannehill households right here on 670 The Score.
Para Eloy Jiménez.
Wow, that's some stuff, man. Yeah. That's play
Which
by
one?
Play.
The guy that got it or the guy that did it? Because I don't know how far did you have to search for that one, Tanny? Like how
day and age, it's right there on your Twitter feed. It's right there for you.
Really?
The whole world's connected on this internet.
I understand, but who are you following that has that call?
Trying to remember, maybe it was Chris Kampka or Garfine that had it first, and they retweeted it. Yeah,
so the three of you
wasn't
that are watching.
I didn't have to dig very far.
Okay,
just, you know, it's all there for you.
That's nice.
Okay, this segment brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Don't let the flu turn you into a zombie with a fever this Halloween season. With the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, you won't be tricked by any spooky symptoms.
So my timeline was flooded with a lot of things that aren't sports today. So I was trying to piece through and, in the morning I wake up and try to find which stories that I want to roll with. There's what interests me, what might interest you, some of the things, the common themes of the show, things we've talked about before. How about Jim McElwain? Huh?
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, after they denied.
Two weeks now, we've been talking about it. So I'm like, all right, let me try to get to a Florida guy. Let's see here. Uh-oh. And then I kept going, uh-oh. And I kept going, uh-oh. And I'm like, uh-oh, somebody's in some big trouble out here. Yeah, it was hard. I'm not making this political right now, but it was hard. I promise you, I'm trying to get through my timeline, even the sports dudes were like, something's happening right now that has got nothing to do with the old sports roux. So it was a tougher morning than usual trying to get through the stories that you want to prepare for.
I agree. And my football day was obviously different yesterday from a typical NFL day because we had my son's hockey thing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, huge thanks to the Blackhawks and Tommy Wingles for their time. And the You Can Play project and Pride Tape and everybody involved.
I saw the tape. Tape's kind of fresh.
Oh, it's really cool. Yeah. And photographer Dennis Lee and Caitlin Cahow and her wife, Kristen Jakubowski, and everybody at the Skokie Stadium. It was really cool. Tommy Wingles is such a mensch. I mean, what a decent human being. You know, just great with the kids. And
do you expect them to just roll in there with a bottle of vodka, lighting joints, and saying, "Hey,
skate harder"? You don't know who people are. I mean, just coming. I mean, right in the locker room and offering to tape up their sticks for them. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, look at you. That's an NHL player taping your stick while you're sitting there getting dressed. I said, that's pretty cool, and it was just. It was a lot of fun. You know, Caitlin had her Olympic medals, and all the kids got to put on these Olympic medals and take pictures of themselves. Those things are heavy, man.
Yes, they're gold.
Silver and bronze.
Okay.
And wearing them at the same time is a thing. All right, we are going to have John Fox as soon as
everything came off without a hitch. Everybody was good. No ankles turned. No dehydration issues.
It was sensational. Okay, everybody was great. Sure. And we're burning through social media with engagements and mentions and hashtags clicks. Yeah. And It's been awesome. I want to thank Chris Hine from the Tribune, who's been retweeting some stuff too. And
Chris is good people.
Oh yeah, he really is. And it's just been it was a great day for a lot of people. And we also tangentially raised some money. It's more for awareness, but there was a fundraising component also. We're gonna hear from John Fox as we want to find out how Zach Miller's doing. Dude. So when he talks, we'll have him. Keep it here. You got the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago. Survivor Wednesday. There are heroes.
I am an ocean rescue lifeguard. I live, eat, breathe the ocean. I'm pretty much made for Survivor.
Healers.
I'm a probation officer. My job is rehabilitation. But when it comes to Survivor, you can't believe anybody.
And hustlers.
I'm a personal assistant. I was meant to be on this hustler tribe because in everything I do, I have to win.
But who has what it takes to become the ultimate survivor? New Survivor, Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers, CBS Wednesday. CBS Monday.
My name is Alex Riley, and this is the story of my life.
SNL's Bobby Moynihan comes to CBS.
Your life's a mess. You're living in my garage, so I no longer have a man cave.
No, you do. There's just another man living in it.
He's a divorced dad.
Whenever I hear this song, it makes me think of a girl.
Mommy?
No, Mommy's song is Psycho Killer.
In the fall's most inventive new comedy.
Is that a wheel?
Yeah, I was trying to reinvent it. It turns out you can't.
Me, Myself, and I. Monday, only CBS. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got duct tape. You've got handcuffs. You've got chicken wire. You've got everything around the young man's hands that everybody wants to see play football.
That's the issue. He's not even a game manager.
They're not giving him the game.
Yeah, this isn't. He's like a game clerk. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We talk a lot about different coaches and who's got to go and who should stay and all that stuff. Ed Donatell is the secondary coach and works great with Vic Fangio. That guy is doing a hell of a job. That secondary is young and getting more confident.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up. They drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that changes the conversation in the small term.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
He's a world-renowned strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health. Building more muscle.
The best form of cardio for burning fat.
Sprinting will put muscle on you.
Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle.
It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app.
CBS Tuesday.
What do we know?
NCIS is more than a team.
Care to share?
They're smart.
I am that good.
That is not nothing.
Fearless.
Someone is going to pay for this.
Unpredictable.
I am better than ever.
And most of all,
good just triumphed over evil.
Their family.
Your family is crazy.
Yeah, but they're still family.
TV's most watched drama.
I never get tired of hearing that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week, the history of sports. The 24-second shot clock in pro basketball was first used this week in 1954. This week in 1959, Jacques Plante became the first goaltender to wear a mask during a hockey game. Nolan Ryan threw the fastest recorded pitch to date at 100.9 miles per hour this week in 1974. 40 people were killed because of a Ghana-Ivory Coast soccer match this week in 1993. And this week in 2004, the Boston Red Sox won the World Series for the first time in 86 years.
Honey, where's the Halloween candy we got at Walgreens?
It's not on the top shelf.
Just this empty bag.
You ate it! I only had one or two.
I could not have had more than a handful.
Maybe I just had a few to tide me over now and then.
I mean, a couple.
Dozen. I'll go back to Walgreens and get more.
I will come with you.
Swing by Walgreens to pick up more Halloween tricks and treats. Now through October 31st, Mars and Hershey large candy bags are buy one, get one 50% off.
Honey, where's the Halloween candy we got at Walgreens?
It's not on the top shelf.
Just this empty bag.
You ate it! I only had one or two.
No, I couldn't have had more than a handful.
Maybe I just had a few to tide me over now and then.
It was a couple that I had.
Okay, I had a dozen. I'll go back to Walgreens and get more.
I will come with you.
Swing by Walgreens to pick up more Halloween tricks and treats.
5-5, Texas.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Basically not a good day at the office.
Yeah, it's a bad look for a guy who's a contributor on this show on a weekly basis, and you hope the best for him, but when I saw the news of him fighting for his leg, I mean, that's, you know, we've seen torn knees, we've seen dislocated kneecaps, we've seen patella tendons torn, we've seen all the worst knee injuries, but when you start talking about a guy, because you get that news, like, hey, we're going to try to save your leg. And from that moment on, your head is wherever. I cannot imagine what Zach Miller has been going through for the last 12 hours or so. Whatever.
There is one artery that's responsible for pretty much for the blood flow to the lower leg. And when you shear that thing, I mean, think about when you're importing the best vascular surgeons to get in there right away and immediately and try to take a blood vessel out of your good leg and graft it into the bad leg. And then there's also, we'll talk to a doctor later on, Dr. Brandon Bowers, about this, but there's all sorts of issues with possible clotting and just the waiting right now, because you don't know exactly how successful something is. And
usually with knees, you want to wait for the swelling to go down. You don't know how that complicates.
Let alone what actually happened to the knee. Yeah. I mean, forget that for now. I mean, you're just trying to save the lower leg, and then you'll worry about ligaments and everything else, which is why I guess it was a good sign they actually performed an MRI, because they felt it was going to matter enough that obviously wouldn't matter if you thought that leg was going to be gone. You don't worry about it.
You go from being a world-class athlete to someone telling you that you're going to be different for the rest of your, or you might be different for the rest of your life.
Well, there was something really scary too. If you remember when Brian Urlacher got kicked in the calf several years ago, compartment syndrome.
Yeah, compartment.
Because syndrome. if you know in the calf muscle, the fascia that separates the different sinews in there, you can have a bleed inside an area that doesn't get out of there, can choke off. So essentially you can lose muscle, you can lose blood flow elsewhere. That was another similar scare, but they had to get in there and relieve the pressure and release some of the blood that was building up in there, because I had never heard of compartment syndrome before, and all of a sudden, like, what do you mean get kicked in the leg? What do you mean being rushed to the hospital?
Hey, speaking of Bears linebackers, what's up with your man Jarrell Freeman?
My man?
Yes. You know
it's not Friedman.
I didn't say It's my man. Right. You're right. My man.
That I would understand.
Threw him on your side. My man.
That I would understand. If it were Jerry Friedman, he would need the steroids to try to compete at a high level.
What's the news? Shep broke in during a commercial break to let us know what's going on with Jarrell Freeman.
10-game suspension, second PED violation in 2 years is the reason for that.
Yeah, you got to stop taking steroids.
We don't know that it's steroids, but obviously he's trying to get back on the field a lot faster than he should. Or
I took a supplement again. I didn't know what was in it again.
Yeah, like how many captains around the league have been suspended twice? As a Bears captain.
I don't know, because different teams have different rules. Yeah. Some are game-to-game captains, some are season-to-season captains. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't even know how serious captainhood or captainship is.
Captainness
is taken, to be honest with you. But Jarrell Freeman gets popped again, and he's already on IR, so you got more issues if you're the Bears linebackers. But I thought they played well. I thought they played the defense played well. Guess what? Guess what happened, Dan? We got a chance to see Mitchell Trubisky throw the ball, and he wasn't a complete bum, and he wasn't a superstar, because that's how rookie quarterbacks are supposed to look.
He's learning how defenses play.
Isn't that crazy that they let him drop back more than 10 times, and he didn't get killed, and they almost won the game, but due to his inexperience, they didn't win the game.
Incredible how things like that happen at this level, right? There's something else that I saw, too, that I'm pretty sure I saw it. We can confirm it. This segment brought to you by Dell. Need help finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors for your business? Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business tech advisor. The moment John Fox begins to talk, we'll have it for you. But I want to confirm something. Make sure that I saw what you saw yesterday in that Bears game. That's coming up in the Score.
The Bears fall to the Saints. We've got a full analysis of the loss and Mitch Trubisky's performance, but also a look ahead to what the Bears need to work on during their upcoming bye week on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround.
Keep your home safe the smart way. Find SimpliSafe at your local Best Buy or visit simplisafe.com/best.
CBS Wednesday, in the fight against terror.
We have an opportunity to snatch a high-level ISIL commander.
This might be our only shot.
The U.S. Navy SEALs are our greatest weapon.
Fire the hole, boys!
When we face the worst,
it's Mad Max out there.
We send in our best.
Go, go!
David Boreanaz stars.
You can run, but you can't hide.
SEAL Team, Wednesday, only CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I'm about to show you something that I haven't shown to anyone.
A paycheck?
Get your weekly dose of Kevin James.
I thought everybody would enjoy a little crudite.
It's crudite.
French language police are here. Take me away.
TV's number one comedy.
I just heard the information. You got to give a man a second to celebrate.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
Woo! And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up. They drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that changes the conversation in the small term.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got duct tape. You've got handcuffs.
Oh,
you've got chicken wire. You've got everything around the young man's hands that everybody wants to
see
play football.
That's the issue. He's not even a game manager.
They're not giving him the game.
Yeah, this isn't. He's like a game clerk.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
MLS number 3030.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, so we're going to talk to Zach Zabin next hour. We're going to hear from John Fox shortly.
Yeah, I think maybe the Jarrell Freeman news might delay the John Fox press conference. It often does. So they try to say, wait a minute.
We need to talk about
some things here. So Chris Emma tweeted that Jarrell Freeman says that he's been suffering memory loss since his head injury.
Yeah, concussion-like symptoms.
So, but is that a way of trying to explain
that Jarrell, you got 10 games you got popped for 10 games. CTE.
I forgot.
That's what I'm wondering. Is he trying to say that
he forgot what he bought?
Or he
forgot the rules.
He forgot
to bring in the samples in.
Forgot to call a trainer to ask.
Yeah, because those dudes get powders and creams and all those things, and they bring them in. They bring them in and say, "Hey, can I use this?" Al Harrington has a cream right now
with the cannabinoids.
Uses CBD for anti-inflammatory stuff, and the NBA is getting ready to allow that. So, you know, any.